Smoke from Canadian wildfires blowing into Wisconsin prompted the first air quality advisory of the year last month. While it's too early to tell if there will be intense episodes of orange skies and the persistent smell of smoke that blanketed much of the state last summer, there are ways that we can be prepared and protect ourselves. Joining me now with some tips is Craig Czarnecki. He is the DNR Air Management Program Outreach Coordinator. Craig, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so last year, Canadian wildfire smoke spurred the most air quality advisories Wisconsin had seen in more than a decade. This year's first alert was issued back in May. It came 1 week earlier than the first alert last year. Larger and more frequent wildfires, though, are a growing public health concern. So how can we prepare for the next time that there is poor air quality?
The biggest thing that we're trying to tell folks this time of year as we're kind of getting into wildfire season is just know where to find your air quality information and how you're going to stay informed. Now is the time to kind of start planning. Make sure you have plans in place to protect not only your health, but the health of your family and your loved ones. Some different things you can think about, plans for modifying outdoor activities, protect your indoor air quality, and then make special preparations or arrangements for anyone who's maybe in a sensitive group, people like children, older adults, those who are pregnant, people with heart or lung disease. Those are the folks that are most sensitive to the effects of wildfire smoke.
For those folks who are not able to stay indoors or keep the windows closed when that smoke starts rolling through, what do you recommend they do?
There are a few things that folks can do. We do have a few different resources on our DNR's website. We created a wildfire smoke page. But yeah, if you don't have air conditioning or something like that in your apartment or your home, one of the things that we suggest people can make kind of a homemade air purifier. All you'd need is a box fan and a furnace filter. And we actually have some steps on how folks can create one of those. That'll help filter some of that air in your home, even without, you know, any central air or anything like that. So just a box fan and a simple furnace filter. A few other things, those N95 masks. I know many of us still have those. Those are able to filter out some of those small inhalable particles. So, you know, wearing a mask, if need be, is also a good idea.
On Morning Edition and on other programs, they have talked about zombie fires here on NPR, kind of those fires from last year that didn't really go out and they were still burning and then now came back. Is that something that the DNR has been monitoring?
Yeah, we've been kind of keeping an eye on things most of the winter, especially throughout kind of late winter into early spring here. You know, a lot of Canada has a lot of drought conditions still. Some of those fires didn't even go out. They just kind of smoldered. And then you pair that with some continued drought conditions that we've been seeing up there. And we have kind of similar conditions that we saw last year. Still too early to tell whether or not we'll have the same significant impacts we had last year. But, you know, some of those conditions up in Canada are similar.
Let's say someone is the opposite of me and they wake up and do not check their phone right away for the news and what's going on during the day, the weather, things like that. Maybe they go for a morning walk and they have not checked their phone and there's an air quality alert out there. What are some signs and symptoms that signal, hey, maybe it's time to go back inside? Maybe the air quality is not great right now.
So big things that we want to tell people, things like coughing and shortness of breath, those are going to be like the two big main ones. If you're out for a run and you're usually not feeling those kind of symptoms and like, oh, you know, all of a sudden those come on, that would be a sign to take a break, take it easy, maybe move indoors. And then especially for those in sensitive groups too, people with heart and lung issues or ailments, the elderly, young children, things like that, definitely be watching for coughing, shortness of breath, wheezing, things like that. Those would be signs to take a break, take things inside if possible.
If that does happen, is that the best remedy? Just go inside and get away from that smoky air?
Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, try to find some fresh air to breathe.
Which is funny because we normally think of going outside, we're opening the windows
to get fresh air. Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of the opposite now. But yeah, the best way to avoid wildfire smoke during those events, you know, is to stay indoors, keep your windows closed, keep your doors closed up so none of that smoke can get into the house. Checking furnace filters is another thing. Typically, you want to be checking those, you know, every couple months during wildfire season, maybe checking them every month or so, every 2 months. And then, if they're looking real sooty and dirty, it'd be time to replace those. So just that's another really good thing.
Craig Czarnecki is the DNR Air Management Program Outreach Coordinator. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.